With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting new rules are about to be put in place for pharmaceutical ads.
New rules require drug makers to be clearer and more direct when explaining their medications' risks and side effects. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration spent more than 15 years crafting the new guidelines, which are designed to do away with industry practices that downplay or distract viewers from risk information. Meanwhile, while regulators were drafting those guidelines, a new trend emerged. Thousands of pharma influencers pushing drugs online with little oversight. A new bill in Congress would compel the FDA to more aggressively police such promotions on social media platforms as well. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Ford is paying a penalty to the federal government, correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
Ford Motor Company will pay a penalty of up to $165 million to the U.S. government. That's because officials say they're moving too slowly on a recall and failing to give accurate recall information. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the civil penalty is the second largest in its 54-year history. The agency says Ford was too slow to recall vehicles with faulty rear view cameras, and it failed to give the agency complete information. Ford said in a statement it's committed to continuously improving safety. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Former President Trump has chosen North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum to lead the Interior Department. The two-term Republican governor of the sparsely populated state has taken a business-oriented approach to his tenure. Burgum ended his 2024 Republican presidential bid after about 6 months, endorsed Trump, and declined to seek a third term as governor. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 207 points. This is SRN News. A brand new documentary now in theaters is drawing rave reviews for spotlighting the work of chaplains in wartime. Fighting Spirit tells the story of the dangers faced by military chaplains and the commitment they deliver on the battlefields. One of them is Chaplain Justin Roberts.
What a lot of people don't realize, like the highest casualty rate for military jobs in World War I, the highest was the chaplains. And then in World War II, the second highest. So historically, it was a very dangerous job. You know, you're providing care on the front lines, but you're also running to go be with them in their last moments if you can make it. But also, too, it's if you're a chaplain and you're with these soldiers that you love, you want to be there helping. You want to be with them, providing whatever care you can.
Actor Chris Pratt served as the film's executive producer, which Chaplain Roberts says helped raise the profile of the project. The documentary is titled Fighting Spirit, A Combat Chaplain's Journey, and it's now playing across the U.S. This is SRN News. A death certificate reveals why a former Cy Young winner died in October. Correspondent Dave Ferry reports.
A Los Angeles County death certificate lists septic shock as the immediate cause of death of former Dodgers ace Fernando Valenzuela last month. TMZ Sports on Tuesday obtained the document, which cites a life-threatening condition that occurs when organs malfunction, leading to a dangerously low blood pressure. The 1981 NL Cy Young Award winner died on October 22nd at 63, a few weeks after Valenzuela stepped away from his job as the Dodgers' Spanish-language television broadcast. The death certificate also lists alcoholic and non-alcoholic cirrhosis as underlying causes. I'm Dave Ferry.
North Korea says it has tested exploding drones designed to hit targets, and leader Kim Jong-un called for accelerating their mass production. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.